Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Yo, yo, back again, man. We back outside. I mean, we still inside, but we back outside. Y'all know what we mean by that. You know the voice, you know the headline, you know it's Mari. You know what I'm saying? Jerry, what's the deal, man? We back in the building, dog.
You know, I was outside, brother, and I'm feeling the results.
You sound like it, nigga.
You can tell
a nigga been outside, man. You hear, you know what I'm saying? You can tell. I know.
Yeah, this might be my Jordan flu game, my nigga. I'm just going to keep it all the way at being, hey, but man. the show goes on, dog.
Hey, listen, man. Yeah, listen. You seen Mike, you seen Scotty, man. You know what I'm saying? You seen the rest of the Bulls and shit, man. I got the hat on. It's only right. Come on, like, we're gonna do this shit, man. We're gonna do this shit real proper, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, we got a couple things to get to, man. But you know, we kick this shit off every week with, it's kind of what we've been listening to, man. For me,
It's been pretty simple. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. West Side Gunn, you know, new album is just him, Estee Knack, and Stove God. You know what I'm saying? So just a real quick little. They have been teasing this for a while. I want to say for a couple weeks, maybe a month, maybe a little bit more. We've been getting little pictures here and there, and the album is crazy. Production wise, man, like this Gunn, he just gets it, yo. He really just understands like how to put together great projects. It's 10 songs, just 1 second under 34 minutes of music. That's perfect. Perfect. Like, seriously perfect, man. Shit, what else? I was on my playlist, man. Her, of course. I was listening to some Janet Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in the Janet bag for a minute. Rock Marcy. I was just listening to a lot of, like, just trying to keep my playlist, like, smooth. And, I mean, you got to mix it in with some little, you know, with the rap shit, man, the ignorant rap shit. But it's all shit you can get gems from, you know what I'm saying? And Stove God is on that Gunn album, Cooking. Like I said, we gonna talk about it. But that's what my playlist is looking like this week, man.
For me, I mean, it's been real chill vibes. I definitely was I found shout out to, I think it's Reddit. They had they were able to give me the playlist from the Pusha T show.
Okay.
So that was pretty dope. I've been reliving that. You know, I mean, that's one of my favorite things to do is to is to listen to a set again. So definitely been listening to all types of things. Push, I kind of somehow, some way, I started listening to 444 again. So that's been in rotation. And then I got in my Nas bag, you know what I mean, a little bit. Was listening to a little bit of It Was Written.
I was about Illmatic. To say, if you listen to I Am, my nigga, what the fuck is going on?
Illmatic. It Was Written. All them type Jones, man. You know,
all the shit that was ranked way behind, like some Childish Gambino album, some dumb shit like that.
Bro. Yes, Childish Gambino. What's my man name? The boy, Chance the Rapper. None of that shit was in my playlist this week. I promise you, I listened to none of that. Man, but definitely was listening to like The Weeknd. Also, you know, like I told you before, I'm a big Weeknd fan.
Absolutely,
listening to some of his stuff, and then you know, Kendrick, man, little Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City. I guess you would say for me, it's been a classic week.
It sounds like it. It damn sure sounds like it, man. Listen. You can't go wrong with Kendrick, man. You go back and listen to that Section 80, man. That's one of them ones. I think that's the tape that made me a fan of his. Like, I think before that, I heard him on a couple things here and there. And I don't know, maybe it was because of what I was listening to at the time. It just kind of wasn't for me. And then I tapped into Section 80, and I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Like, okay, cool. I'm here now. You know what I mean? But shit, you know, what else is here now is this motherfucking West Side Gunn album that I've been, you know, I'm talking about it. I've been listening to, you know. I don't really take rappers at their word when they say they're dropping a project until I see it's out. Because a lot of times niggas be like, yo, Friday, the new album. And then Thursday night come and they say, yo, next month, the new album. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Whatever. Push did it to us. So, I mean, hey, you know, it happens, man. Like, you know, niggas push albums back. It's fine. I remember being in high school and Cameron pushed Purple Haze back, I want to say, like, fucking 2 years. Something ridiculous, like. When it came out, I definitely bought the physical copy of it because that's my shit. But you know,
that's how SDE was for me, bro.
SDE, yep.
It's like, goddamn, dog. How many times this nigga gonna push his fucking album back? Oh, just drop the fucking album.
Yeah, that nigga's notorious for that shit, man. But I am happy that West Side Gunn dropped this album. We had a conversation about Gunn some episodes back, and just talked about his legacy, man. His legacy continues to be putting niggas on who really can rap, putting them in the best position to succeed. For the fans to hear them, you know, showcase their talent. And this album right here is just another reflection of it. You got Estee Knack, who was on, what was the joint he had? I want to say it was damn near my favorite. Was it Pray for Paris? I think it was Pray for Paris. He had the skit on there, something like that. Or not a skit, but he had like his whole, you know, just like one song to itself. If I'm not mistaken, if that's the right one. No. It's H7. HWH7. I'm not saying that title. Y'all know the title. Y'all know what it is. He won't catch me saying that. It's H7 though. He was on there. It's a joint called Banana Yacht. He went absolutely crazy on that. So to hear him on these beats, you know, 2022, You got Stove God. Like, Stove God is a star, man. I think Stove is a legit star because in 2022, I don't want to say that being nice doesn't matter because being nice will always matter. But in a world where, like, mad niggas are nice, how you going to stand out? And Stove does it all the time. He got these like real subtle but hard hooks. He got the melodies, but he doesn't cheapen any of his quality, you know, while giving us that. He never dumbs down the bars to give us a good hook or a melody or try his best to sing on the track. Like, he's still giving us some fire. So this album is insane, man. It really is. I would have loved just a Griselda 3, like a big 3, you know, feature on this. But yeah. I see what Gunn was doing with this, so I'm not really tripping. Not really tripping too much.
They're so weird when as far as like when they give us like the big three, you know what I mean? one thing I say, the lock so thorough to me was even if it wasn't the locks on everyone's solo projects, you know what I mean? You always got one of them, right? Like, you always had someone. So I feel like, which is why
they might not have both done the same song, but they both was on the album somewhere. Yeah.
That's why everybody always fucking feeds in and into the rumors of, yo, they don't, you know what I mean? It's beef. Niggas don't even fuck with each other like that. You know what I mean? Da da da. And you know, Conway always comes out. Gunna always comes out. Gunn always come out. I don't want no problems with nobody. Motherfucking Ben, you know, these niggas always be like, oh, yo, you know what I mean? These are my brothers, da da da. And it's just like, I hear you. But damn, dog, y'all definitely do be not fucking around on each nigga's project that just feeds into the shit. I haven't really had an opportunity to dive deep into this project yet. Mainly because I've been 100% on dad mode for like 2-3 weeks. So, and you know, and with them, when I hear that boom, 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 like, I need to be in a certain mind frame. I can't just come off listening to motherfucking Peppa Pig or something. Then turn on boom, 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 boom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so Gunn's album is definitely on my radar. I know without even listening to it, I know what it is, right? Yeah. I know I'm gonna like it. Yeah. Very rarely does a member of Griselda put out a project that I don't particularly like.
Yeah, right.
You know
right.
I mean, I'm not saying it's all, you know, I'm not saying I'm always hitting you with, oh, it's a timeless, but very rarely do they put out. Yeah, they deliver, man. You know, I mean, you know, again, they I don't really feel like they ever, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but I don't really ever feel like, for the most part, Benny does sometimes, but for the most part, like, I feel like they're very safe with what they do. You know what I mean? They not about to try anything off the wall. You know what I mean? They're going to give you, you know, cooking crack music. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, they're going to give you that, you know, sun up to sundown music. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what we sign up for when you listen to their projects, man. So, you know, shout out to Westside, man. You know, he definitely doing his thing. I'm proud of him, to be real, because it could have been real easy for him to fall on the wayside and just be the dude behind the scenes. You know what I mean? When you have two super duper talented individuals within, are they really a group? Whatever they're called, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's weird because, like, they're not officially a group. They're just a record label of family members who form Griselda Records. But, like, Griselda Records isn't, like, a group. Like, Griselda Records isn't, like, the Lox. Like, the Lox is a group.
Lox is a group.
But Griselda is, like, they can come together as a, you know, that's how, I think, I want to say it was Benny that explained it like that. He broke it down and was like, yo, it's basically like this. So, you know, that's kind of the technicalities of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, hey, man. You know what it is. Listen, Gunn put a project out. I mean, Benny, I think Benny, the last thing Benny gave us was Tana Talk 4,
yeah.
I mean, if I'm doing the math, Conway gotta be up next, right?
I guess technically, but like, so Conway dropped in February. Benny dropped
March. Oh, that's right. I forgot Conway
dropped March, and then Gunn just dropped. So I'm assuming that the next thing will be an actual Griselda tape. I would expect a Griselda compilation.
When the last time we got a Griselda compilation, though?
Maybe
Guns, it's been a minute.
Guns album is the closest thing we got to a Griselda compilation, because it's like since an actual Griselda, I think it's been a while since we got that. But Guns album was the closest thing we probably got to that, because he had Boldy, he got Stove, he got Finney, he got Conway, he got Derringer. So his album kind of served as that was like his dynasty, kind of like how Hov had the dynasty with everybody on it. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. Shout out to Gun, shout out to Griselda, man. But the homie T-Pain is in the news right now, man. With a very, I don't know how controversial this take is. I do know that it's gonna ruffle a lot of feathers, like I'm sure it will. And basically, he was just saying, like, Pac really wasn't like that. Like he was like that, but so basically what he said was, he said lyricism wise, Pac would have got ridiculously murdered, bro. Pac was a crazy lyricist in our time because ain't nobody else have no platform. If the platforms would have been what they are now, Pac would have been ate the fuck up. I'm just saying, what we look at as Pac's greatest lyrics, right, is peanuts to what we hear today. That's what he's.
So. All right, here's the deal, right? And anyone that's listened to the OG show knows. They know how I go in on Pac, right? They know how I go in on Pac. Anyone that says Pac and means it, excuse me, because I'll say it like the fuck with people. Right? Like, one of my favorite things to do is like, you know, shout out to Justin Tinsley. One of my favorite things to do is to fuck with Tinsley on Pac, right? Pac, like, yeah. I just love fucking with him on Pac. Like, nah,
we had him on the pod. We had him on the we made him stand up for that shit on the pod. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like one of my favorite things is to fuck with him on that. But anybody who's realistically like really meaning that this nigga Pac didn't like, that's just crazy talk to me, bro. Like, let's be real. Pac was different. He wasn't in an era where everyone was talking about how they get it for cheap. They got Poppy on speed dial, you know, or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. Pac really wasn't doing that type shit. Pac was more talking about some gang shit or whatever, right? As far as Death Row Pac sprinkled in with, you know, because Pac always had words of wisdom and positivity for black people, sure. no matter if it was Thug Life tatted on his stomach or not. You know what I'm saying? On the deep cuts on Pac's albums, it may not be How Do You Want It or America's Most Wanted, the joints that they put out, but on all them joints, you'll always find an introspective track.
True.
I used to think like Pac never really killed shit, right? And I had a very narrow mind frame with that, right? Like I was like, oh, Pac didn't really kill shit. Yo, he was talking some shit, but I never really listened to a Pac track and was like, damn, this nigga killed it. But when I go back and listen to Pac stuff now, which I do, and listen to it now, Pac really was killing shit. It just was in a different way. And I think now where I'm at in my life, a little bit older, especially what's going on in the world, Pac was like ahead of his time. Like niggas always give Big credit. But for the record, Big is light years better than Pac but I'm not shitting on Pac. I just think Big is the greatest. Big. You know what I mean? Like niggas always show Big love because he said, I'm trying to push 700s. They ain't made them yet, right? Mm-hmm. Like Big was ahead of his time. Pac was ahead of his time too, but on some like pro black, like, yo, we need to, you know what I'm saying? Like Pac was a dope. This is going to be crazy. Pac was a doper public enemy.
No, I don't. Know what I mean? People would disagree with that. That's a great take. Yeah.
Like public enemy.
It was much more palatable than Public Enemy's music, I think, to our generation, like us as, you know, like kids to teenagers or whoever around that time. Public Enemy was kind of for our parents' era, where it's like fight the power and, you know, they're just real, you know, Pac was more poetic with the way he did his shit. So it was a little, you know what I mean?
You know what? Yeah. That's the best way to say it, bro. Pac was a poet.
Absolutely.
That's like a nigga telling you that Wale don't kill shit. Wale's a poet.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? And for the record, I'm not saying Wale is anywhere on Pac's level, because as far as this poetry shit, Pac was literally the best I've ever heard on this poet shit. And I don't even think it's close, yeah. Right? Like, you know what I mean? And again, niggas be like, oh, yo, what you mean they don't think it's close? Yo, dog, sometimes niggas is just that nice at something that the number two or the number three person, they're still better than everybody else. They just not anywhere near Bull.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah, hell yeah. Like the second best player of all time. It's probably not fucking with whoever you think the second is not fucking with Mike.
My nigga.
But they way ahead of, you know, the motherfucker that's behind them. You know?
I'm not a Scottie Pippen fan by any stretch of the imagination, right? But off the top of my head, I'm willing to bet Scottie Pippen is the second greatest Chicago Bull to ever play basketball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't do the all, but if Derrick Rose never got, but he got hurt, so we can't. You know what I mean? We got to go off of what happened, right? So if Scottie's the second best to ever do it, as far as from a Chicago Bulls standpoint, mm-hmm. Mike is Mike, right? Mike, like, it just be like that sometimes, dog. Like, one of the things I used to love fucking with Kobe fans, and RIP to the legend, one of the things I used to love fucking with Kobe fans about is, and to this day, I still think Magic Johnson's the greatest Los Angeles Laker ever, right? Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, I'll be like, yo, I think Kobe Bryant is the second greatest Los Angeles Laker ever. And niggas be like, oh, yo, that's crazy. Did it? I'm like, yo, like, it's probably like 13,000 dudes that have ever put on a Lakers jersey. And I'm telling you, dude, it's 2 of 13,000. And y'all telling me like I'm smoking crack. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, T-Pain is a wild boy. Yeah. T-Pain is from that era.
Yes.
Of let me say some wild shit because I got a project coming out. Now, I don't necessarily know. Matter of fact, he does have a project out. What's it? The something in Wisconsin or whatever the fuck. Okay, he got a tour going on. So all this actually does make sense, right? I'm willing to bet the tour wasn't doing the numbers needed to do. And my man said, "Hold on, let me take a page from 50 real quick, and let me just say some wild shit and have niggas come to the show now because I said some wild shit." T-Pain though, and his. Oh, T-Pain though, damn well he's smoking crack saying that shit.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I just wish that he didn't do the hyperbole. You know, he would have got ridiculously murdered shit. Because, like, if you want to say that, like, as nice as Pac was viewed back then, he wouldn't be viewed as, like, the nicest now, I'm on board with that. We can have that talk, right? Because we got dudes like Thought. We got, you know, whoever you prefer, right? Griselda and Lupe and whoever else you think is that guy lyrically. I can see you saying that there would have been much more pushback today if Pac would have, you know, came out today than it was back then. Because back then, like you said, there was a handful of rappers, right? Like, it's Big, it's Pac, it's, you know, it's these dudes, whatever. But when he says that, like, Pac was just, his shit was peanuts compared to the shit today, I can't really let him get away with that because niggas are saying some horrible shit today, bro. I mean, like, horrible. Like, popular niggas are saying horrible shit today, bro.
But you know what's wild, dog? And I'm gonna have a rebuttal to what you just said. I actually disagree. I think if Pac was out today, I think it's a crazier chance that he's even more loved and more, what you call it? Because you got to think, right? Pac, depending on where we're at with Pac, right? Yeah. If we're at Brenda's got a baby, you know, all that Pac. I mean, my nigga, that shit's right on time right now.
Yeah, hell yeah, it is.
And that's
a lot of niggas that make that kind of music now anyway. So
right.
Yeah.
And if you need that tough shit, yeah. Bro, I don't know where you, well, not necessarily you, but I don't know where y'all at. But like, yo, if America's Most Wanted, Ambition of a Rider, any of that type shit, come on. Like,
yeah. But I think what it is, like the lyrically part, right? Because that's where a lot of people split on Pac. It's like, if you think Pac is great because his words held a lot of weight and he affected change in a positive way, like as far as like some black people better the community shit, that's one thing. But to say that lyrically, bar for bar, you can quote Pac and be like, nah, because like you can quote Big and be, you know what I'm saying? Like Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action. Like you can just go quote Big shit and you'll be like, ooh, like he went. So you may not be able to necessarily do that with Pac the way you can go quote Conway or Siegel or some shit like that. And that's the difference, I think, that, you know, but to say that he would get ridiculously murdered, I think, lyrically, it's like that. Just stay away from like those kind of words, like next to niggas that's legends. Because Pac is still a legend. No matter where you fall on the side of Pac, he's still a legend. So it's not like, it's not far-fetched that he would be okay in 2022 rapping. Like, it's not
far-fetched. Bro, this the type of wild shit that this man just said is the type of shit that, like, 5 years from now, T-Pain does an interview. And I mean, obviously the math probably don't add up, but just indulge me for a second. Where you'll get a who was it that just said, oh, when Rocky was on fucking Drink Champs and he was like, yo, Fab Igdeen, he tried to get the picture. This is the type of shit to come out like 5 years from now, like yo, Pac came to town and yo, he fucking mugged this little young boy, and that young boy happened to be T-Pain, and T-Pain been carrying that weight ever since. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, listen, dude, like, I mean, I'm not sitting here trying to act like, yo, Pac be saying some shit and have you like, oh, shit, play that back. Da-da-da. But I'm willing. I mean, this is where you and I defer, right? I don't think there's a lot of niggas now that make you do that unless you are a hardcore fan of that individual. Yeah. I would say that not the exact number, but it's kind of like the amount of people that rap now. Right, I would say the percentage of the amount of people that are nice now, compared to how many people rap, is probably around the same way it was when Pac was rapping. This just was not as many people that were getting that.
Yeah, we just couldn't see
buzz.
Yeah, you couldn't open right. your phone up and just see his 90 niggas rapping across the
right.
United States. Yeah, so.
But like, I've never heard anyone talk about a Pac feature. Not even talking about a song, like a song Pac was featured on back in the day, or when all the Machiavellis came out, or Cry For Me came out, whatever the joint he had with Scarface, when niggas was mm-hmm. like, oh shit, this nigga stole. Like, no one ever said, yo, Pac's verse was trash. I've never heard anyone say that. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, I'm with you. Yo, like, T-Pain went a little too far when he's saying, like, yo, it's peanuts. Like, yo, saying,
yeah,
that's the hating shit.
That's crazy. Like, come on. Like you said, we both are on the same side as far as, like, I'll joke about Pac to niggas. To niggas who I know that, like, love Pac, it's an easy joke. It's low-hanging fruit. You just, you know, whatever. Pac just said Hennessy and enemies. It's a joke. I like mad Pac shit, and I know that Pac is still Pac. So just saying shit like that is just like, come on, bro. Like, what you want me to say to that, man? Ridiculous. Like, come on. Let's not do that.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like, ah, whatever.
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
But your man is in the news. Your hometown Philly legend is in the news. You know what I'm saying? In the hip-hop news, man, he going at it with Rick Ross, man. I'm talking about none other than Gilly the Kid, man. Basically, to my understanding, Gilly, a while back, I want to say a couple months ago now, he made a statement about Wayne. He was in an interview and he was like, yeah, man, I just saw Wayne out there and I said what up to him and he ran up out of there. So Mac Main drops the video clip. Wayne is in the room. Gilly's in the hallway. Gilly walks up. Wayne and him dap. That's that. And then Wayne kind of goes about his business. Like he's standing there for a second, goes about his business. And so Mac Main dropped that clip and was like, man, niggas love, I'm paraphrasing, but he was saying like niggas was lying. So apparently Rick Ross made a comment on that video. I didn't see what the comment was, but apparently, it was enough for Gilly to say, nigga, quit commenting on shit that got to do with me. So he went on to say, these old niggas, they don't hear the roar from the crowd no more and they want to hear a roar. So they start doing, corny shit. And he was basically like, Ross is out here doing shit like buying cows. And doing all this shit to get attention.
Gil's saying that about Ross.
He was like, he said
saying these old. He's calling Ross the old nigga.
Yeah, listen, he said these old.
That's crazy.
Listen, I know
that's fucking crazy, Gil. I love Gil.
He said these old niggas, they don't hear the roar from the crowd no more. They know niggas is falling off or whatever, and then they got to do corny shit like they all bought a cow. And he's like, nigga, fuck you buying a cow for? Like, you
because the nigga Orton got a shitload. He got a shit ton of money, dog. He trying to just.
Listen, Jerv, for the life of me, I would not understand how it's a joke to joke on a rich nigga for buying rich nigga shit. I will never understand it. I just won't. But that's where we're at now. And I didn't have this on the bingo card this year, Gilly versus Ross. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, for social media purposes, for entertainment purposes, I'm here for it. These are two of the funniest niggas we have. Period, rap or otherwise, these niggas are hilarious. But how do you feel about Gilly saying this about Ross? Because I felt like I saw you over there when I was telling you what he said. How you feel about that?
I think it's corny. To be real, first off, let's keep it all the way real, right? This is what happened. Gil was salty because Mac Main pulled his card, right? Like you said, this is what happened. And first, let me backtrack. I got mad love for Gil, you know what I'm saying? I got mad love for Wallow, which I'm actually curious to listen to their next pod or so, because I know Wallow's going to talk heavy shit to Gil about Rick Ross. He might even just play mad Rick Ross on the shit, right? But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got mad respect for them niggas. I recognize what Gil did as far as with the figures. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those individuals that does believe that he penned some shit for Wayne at some point in time. Mm-hmm. He definitely influenced Wayne. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Helped the maturation of his flow. Yep. I think that, first of all, I think Gil needs to just get off the Wayne train, right? Like, my nigga Gil, you have found your second win in your career, dog. The music shit, it didn't pan out the way you probably wanted it to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit got crazy, whatever. Birdman did Birdman shit, you know what I mean? You know, blah blah blah, yada yada yada, right? Like, that's who your beef really is with, right? It ain't really probably with Wayne, it's really with Birdman. But you probably, Birdman probably got a clause on that nigga too. He can't fucking say his name or some shit, because I believe Birdman do all that shit. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, Gil need to get off, for lack of a better phrase. Damn, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
I know.
He needs to just get off Wayne dick on some real shit. Right? Like, let's just be real. He needs to fall back, right? And then at the same time, like, I don't even understand what you could say to Raw. Like, outside of you saying, yo, my nigga, you was a correction officer, there's nothing anybody can say to Ross.
Yeah. That's
like, what can you say to Ross? First of all, I mean, all right, his last project was mid.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, his catalog shits on your catalog, yeah, right? Catalog. It shits on... I mean, Gil don't really have a catalog on some real shit. He has an underground catalog, yeah, but he doesn't have the catalog.
No, he doesn't have probably 10 songs to go up there in the verses with a nigga. Like, let's just be... And again, this is not to shit on Gilly. This is not...
Not shitting on Gil at all. It's just, I think Gil is out of place. He's out of touch. And again, I wouldn't be shocked if it's for ratings, right? Like, I don't understand any other reason you could come at Ross, especially when you're the old nigga calling Ross the old nigga. Even though they probably the same fucking age on some real shit.
That too. Ross is like...
But you're the old nigga as far as hip-hop wise, because my nigga, you haven't dropped a project, like a mainstream project, fam, since, I want to say, 2000.
Yeah, maybe. I was about to say, because that... Yeah, That's Us was what year?
I mean, that was my freshman year of college, so that's 99-2000, my nigga. 2000.
Okay, so... Since those days,
here you go. I'll give him another. I'll say he dropped something 3 years later that I just don't remember. Right, like it might have been on Koch or some shit back when it wasn't cool to be independent. He dropped something, right? Cool. But the bottom line is, my nigga, it's been at least 15 years since you've been relevant in the rap game.
We got 2009. I Am Philly, which is a mixtape. It says.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2015, Welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then we have 2017, $1 Million Worth of Game, which is the year that Wallo got out of prison. And $1 Million Worth of Game, you know, the series and the show and everything took off.
You might be the most tapped in underground nigga that I personally know. I didn't see you read any of them names and be like, yo, that shit was crazy.
I never heard any of these tapes. I'm gonna just be
honest. I've heard of them because I'm from the crib.
I'm a mixtape junkie. Like, I used to listen to fucking Shice Bub mixtapes and Purple City. I was listening to mixtapes, bro. I don't give a fuck who it was. I was listening if you was nice. I never heard those tapes. Now, the thing about this back and forth is that the one thing that Ross is gonna do that I don't think Gilly will be ready for. Ross is just gonna joke and have fun with it, because Ross don't really give a fuck. Ross lives a great life, bro.
He's got nothing to prove.
You can't say, like you said, you can't say anything to Ross. I don't give a fuck who you are, really. But especially if you're Gil, because you're a rapper as well, Gil. So rap is on the table when it comes to talking to a rapper. So if he brings up your career, you can't be mad.
And Ross is nicer than him.
Yes, by far. So it's like, to bring up the fact that he was the CEO, you got to remember, when 50 Cent, we're talking about 50 Cent, bought that up, Ross is still here dropping music currently.
He's the only one that beat 50 at his game.
Yeah, he just, because he kept making great music. Ja Rule kept thinking he had to just out-rap 50 one-on-one, and 50 was like, okay, cool, you stay right there. I'm going to keep dropping hits, because you don't get it. You don't understand the key to this shit. You want to keep talking to me, so cool. Ross said, okay, cool. I'm going to give you I'm going to give you the mafia music. I'm going to give you the deeper than rap. And we're going to keep the show moving. And that's just what he did. He went on to drop great albums. So the thing with Gil, man, is like, bro, this ain't like Wiz Khalifa. You don't get to sit up here and call a nigga sensitive and weak and he crying and shit like that. Ross ain't going to do none of that. Ross going to sit on Instagram Live or some shit. He going to probably play some old Major Figure shit. He going to shout out Dutch and Spade or somebody from Philly. And he gonna have a good time with it. Like Gil, I think is fucking, gonna be the one.
He probably shout out Lava or some shit.
Yeah, he might fuck around and put like he gonna. Well, listen though, he gonna might fuck around and post a picture with Lava, or just some raw shit, some funny shit, because you know he doesn't. Ross don't give a fuck, man. There's nothing you can say to Ross. Cause Gil went on the thing like, oh, niggas just pussy, niggas ain't gonna do nothing. And I'm like, come on, Gil, you joke on niggas all the time, man. How we gonna
see, and that's the part on. That I don't fuck with, right? Because yeah, I'm a nigga on. That likes to joke, right? Like, I can't stand a nigga that likes to joke, but then get salty when the jokes turn up. Like, I can't stand that.
You
gotta
fight now. Now I'm pussy, and now I'm not gonna do nothing to you. Of course, I'm not gonna do nothing to you. It didn't start there. We talking shit.
And why would I? I got too much to lose if I do something to you. It ain't like you threatening my life or my family's life for me to do something to you, my nigga. You out here making jokes about me. And the shit ain't even funny.
Yeah, and I see that's what it is. Because I think most rap niggas can respect something that's like, oh, he got that. That's funny. He's a funny dude for that. But when you just say shit just for the sake of saying it, yo, you was a CO. And it's like, Gil, we knew that since like 2010.
Nobody cares anymore, Gil. This ain't 99, 2000, dog, where if you wasn't what you said you was, niggas wasn't fucking with you. We are way past that.
And it's not new information. We've known this for over a decade. So it's like to
that's say like that a nigga coming out now talking about Drake having a ghostwriter back in the day.
Right. If a nigga say that, or you know, like it's a lot of old rap shit that happened back in the day where we just like, okay, cool. Like this thing happened. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? The information is old and it's not funny. Like it's old material. Not even presented in a new way. Like, Gil, you didn't even put that in the song. You didn't even rap to him. He's a rapper. You said it.
I don't want to hear Gil put it in the song. Gil is no longer a part of the group of people that I want to hear rap anymore. And again, I'm not saying Gil's trash, but
you know,
when whatever the fuck they was on, what was it? Sway and them John or whatever it was, and Gil was kicking his freestyle, whatever he was. Like, I was listening, I was like, oh, all right, you know what I mean? I see Gil can still rap, but yeah. I wasn't on my shit where I was like, ooh, like,
damn, he went crazy.
Okay, yeah. Hey, yo, Gil need to get back in the booth because he got some, not like, Jerv, no, it's not the most.
Jerv will take any opportunity to big up Philly, period. So, yeah. If Gil shit was even all right, Jerv would have sent it to the chat and been like, nah. Y'all niggas need to listen to this unless y'all, because Jerv would do this thing where he'll be like, oh, I forgot. Niggas don't fuck with real bars, nigga. I'm gonna be only to listen to that. He'll do that. So if he would have said that and said, oh, nah, I would tell y'all niggas listen to this, but niggas don't like my fucking real rap. Now he didn't even do that. So I know that the shit wasn't really hit, though. I know it was. You know I'm not lying. He knows.
Nah, definitely not. Listen, bro. Listen, I say this, man. Philly on the bar tip has been taking some blows lately, brother, between Cass on whatever the fuck, what was it, the I-95 joint or whatever the fuck.
Oh my God, man.
Like, Cass on that shit. Gil, like, fucking whatever the hell he was on. You know, like, on some real shit. Hey, bruh. Niggas need Black Thought really just to come back out and drop another Funk Flex freestyle to bring the city back, bro.
Listen, it's about that time, man. Y'all need to put the whatever the cheesesteak symbol in the sky, man, for Black Thought to come back outside, man. Put it in the sky, man. Bring you back outside, man. Bring Tariq back out, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we need some, you know, restore some fucking order, man. And shit, perfect segue. Speaking of restoring order, dog, Jerv, listen, man. I don't know if Flex is maybe one of the most hated. He's one of the most respected at the same time by a certain group of people. He's a legend.
You want to talk about another corny nigga? Go ahead.
you know, but so Flex has been in this sort of cold war with Griselda, I want to say, for like maybe 5 years now, and now the shit done hit the fan, right? So let's work it backwards and then get to today. So the first time Griselda was on Hot 97 was like 2017. It's, you know, Benny and Conway went up there, rap, they destroyed that shit. It's one of the best Hot 97 freestyles you'll ever hear. Now, what I thought was off at the time was every time Flex has somebody up there rapping, no matter what they're rapping, he's going crazy. He's in the chair next to him, taking his hat off. He taking the headphones off.
And a lot of times that shit don't even deserve
a lot of times it wasn't working. Okay. Yeah. So Griselda's up there chopping down. He's sitting there like he can't hear him. And I always thought that was strange, right? So fast forward maybe a year, I want to say. I could be off on the timeline. West Side Gunn and the rest of Griselda sat down with Elliot Wilson and B-Dot. And at the end of the pod, he said, fuck Funkmaster Flex, because he was fronting on him. He was like, nigga, look at the video of the freestyle. Like, he's sitting there acting like he don't, you know, whatever. And I was like, see? I knew I wasn't bugging. So now all these years later, you know, you fast forward, and he's basically, you know, Conway got on Instagram Live, you know, and he said, yo. Basically, he said, listen, New York, in my opinion, man, you got to get them old niggas up out the way, like flexing these niggas, man. You know what I mean? Them gatekeepers that you got up there, man, that's trying to dictate, like, who, you know what I'm saying? He's fed up, bro. He said, good thing I don't need y'all niggas, because if I needed y'all niggas would be fake stifling my groove. So he's just letting you know that, like, if he wasn't who he is and Griselda weren't who they are, Flex could have kept us from, like, legendary material if he still had his, you know, foot on niggas' necks to the point where, like, you need the DJ as much as you did 20 years ago. Thankfully, that's not the case for these artists. But he's just, you know, niggas is fed up with that shit. Like, yo, what you, you know what I'm saying, what you want? So Flex responded. Flex responded, man. And it's weird that he responded like this, because it kind of worked right into Conway's point. Flex basically was just talking about how he said, yo, you're managed by Roc Nation, signed to Shady, distributed by Interscope. You and your team have had a feature from Jay-Z, Eminem, Lil Wayne, J. Cole, Jadakiss, the list goes on and all that. He goes on to say, you a 40-plus quote-unquote bars rapper, sorry lyricist. That's a mistake. That has had every resource possible. If you are not happy with your career as of today, with all of them cosigns, I think you have peaked, my guy. What you think? He ends it saying that I might need a podcast. What y'all think? And the light bulb went off for me. I said, Flex doesn't understand. He doesn't get it. Conway literally just said he doesn't need you. So how do you think he got all of those major features? It's off being him. It's off Griselda being Griselda and them being the culture. So why would you say he's had all the resources and he might have peaked? Like, this man Conway is on here telling y'all, look, thankfully I don't need y'all niggas to get rich. I'm already rich. I'm cool. But if I didn't need y'all, I'm just letting you know, y'all niggas is bozos. And I mean, I can't disagree with that, you know, because it just is what it is, man, like at this point. So Flex is just kind of, I don't even know what to make of that. Like, why Griselda? Why pick a beef with Griselda?
So, obviously, I kind of teased my feelings towards Flex, because I think Flex is super duper corny now, right? But I also respect the fact that Flex is a legend. And I've heard Flex spin. He's nice. You know what I'm saying? He's rock parties I've been at. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I understand why Flex is flexing, and I give him the respect of being a legend. But Flex always, no matter who it is, dog, whether it's fucking you can always tell when Flex has an agenda. And his agendas be corny,
yeah,
and whack.
And it be to New York.
You know what I'm saying? And you could be like, oh, well, Jerv, you just bigged up 50. For his agenda, Fifth's agenda is funny, period. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. It's funny, you may or may not fuck with Fifth. I don't necessarily, I'm not the biggest Fifth fan, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm here for the antics.
Yeah, it's rap too. It's rap is competitive. It's entertaining. It's like he's right. Doing what he's supposed to do in the sport.
I think Flex is now at that point. He's actually the one that's peaked, right? Like, Flex probably should, like, I mean, so, like, you figure, they're not really on the same level because they're two different types of jocks, radio personalities. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, Flex comes off to me all the time as the salty old nigga. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You see a Sway who's got one of the craziest shows out there, right? With Heather B, mm-hmm. all them people, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and Flex is from that era. And Flex is still doing the same thing Flex has always been doing, just at a different dial now, right? I think he's at 105 now, I think, right? So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't hear Angie Martinez out here hating on nobody, you know what I'm saying? And she's in the same boat as Flex, where she's peaked and she's now trying to figure out the next lane, right? Flex probably needs to do a Flex probably has been told he needs to do a podcast. Or his manager's probably said, "You fam, I'm gonna just put you on. Numbers ain't really what they used to be. I'm telling you, when this new contract come up, you might not lock the numbers
to a podcast form. Then
but if you take those numbers to a podcast form, he knows how to give clickbait.
Absolutely.
Now, the shit with Flex is, for me, it's I've been following hip hop for some time now. I feel like all the niggas is nice. Flex is burnt bridges with them. The only niggas that Flex is out here really co-signing are these youngins who basically have to kiss his ass.
That they need a way in. They need that shit played in the clubs and shit.
Like what? Cam ain't I don't think Cam did a joint recently, right?
He did it. I want to say a couple months ago. I
think we might talk about it. Okay. Oh, yeah. We did. But, like, you figure, who can I say? Like, Nas ain't coming up on Flex show and fucking kicking a freestyle.
Nah.
Bro, you lucky Thought came up there and did that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think Flex is the old nigga that hasn't recognized, my time has passed. I need to pass the torch. Yo, you got the dunk car show, whatever the proper terminology is, and I'm not even shitting on it because it's big time, right? For sure. Yeah. Bro, turn the page.
Dame said that. Remember, Dame said that a while back. He was like, "Yo, you in the way." There's a lot of new hot young niggas coming up, talent that won't get the spot because you just in the fucking way. You won't move on. You won't do anything.
And that's why, bro, that's why, rest in peace to the legend. That's why niggas fucked with K Slay so heavy. Absolutely. Because K Slay was willing to put anybody on as long as you were nice and you had that hunger. Flex always was the nigga that fucking, like, Flex, Clark Kent, Autumn, what's the group called? Clark Kent's group. With Stretch Armstrong and all them niggas, yeah. D Nice and all them, like all them old niggas, right? And I'm calling them old, but I'm their age bracket, right? Yeah. All them old niggas have figured out the next page. Clark Kent is that's my nigga. I fuck with Clark Kent. Stretch Armstrong. D Nice literally saved the world during quarantine, my nigga. Yeah. And then you got Flex. I think Flex is salty that he's not where all those dudes are with today's world.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
The originals is...
The originals. Thank you.
Tony Touch, Rich Medina, D-Nice, Stretch Armstrong, Clark Kent.
Flex just need to relax.
So it's weird. So again, like, it's weird to me too because New York usually takes credit for everything that's New York when the rest of the world starts to fall in love with it. I feel like Flex does the opposite when he's not the one that discovered it. Like, he didn't discover it, so he's like, I'm going to push back against this even though it's New York. Because Conway responded to him saying all the, you know, the cosign shit he said, that's exactly my point, LOL. Everything you stated in this post, which most was false. We did all that without radio, my nigga, without niggas like you. So why are you needed again? Your services are not needed no more, old timer. Artists can now get rich without you niggas like I did. Again, stop me when I'm wrong.
Keep going, Conway, because you're not wrong, bro.
It's a perfect response because it's like, yo, bro, like, you still think that you're gatekeeping some shit that we just pushed past the security to get through. So you're standing there in front of the gate still. That's cool. But we don't need to check with you now. We VIP now. We in the building. Like, we really getting to it without none of the cosigns, you know, from you, whatever. Like, we co-signed by the real niggas in the industry. So I'm just not understanding where his beef is coming from with a nigga like Conway and with Griselda, because Flex claims to be from, like, the old New York, when New York was New York and when rap was rapping, this, that, and the third. And it's like, bro, how dare you downplay the biggest shit y'all niggas had in a very long time? Like, people say when they mention New York rap, they mentioned Griselda, even though New York really didn't claim them for a long time. Because them niggas is from Buffalo.
And that's so wild to me that New York niggas be trying to get that shit off. Because niggas ain't never claimed Buffalo a day in their life. And then now that nobody from New York outside of the legends is really, 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 really popping, it's like, all right, New York niggas be funny and shit.
Yeah, that's weird. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Yeah, and I just, like I said, for Flex to be doing this type of shit with a dude like Conway is weird to me because Griselda should be your best friend, dog. Like, if you're trying to, like keep this shit going, this legacy going, they have artists that signed to them. They could be sending them up there to you, get you more, you know, to bridge the gap between the young niggas and you. Because the only young niggas you know is the ones that need you for something. So you don't know if they fuck with you for real. Go tell them young niggas no one time and see how they act. Them niggas that got the fucking clips that's hanging out the shit that look like a fucking lamp. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go tell one of them little niggas no and see how they act, man.
None of your favorite rappers are coming through Flex's show when they're doing their promotion,
bro. Yeah, like we're not
pushing, pushing his slide through there when he did his promotions, but he did, you know, he did all them podcasts and shit, but you know what I'm saying, he ain't doing that. Like, here you go, Flex is the old nigga that's still doing radio, not understanding that niggas don't really fuck with radio like that anymore. It's all about podcasts. Yeah,
and that's the thing right there, right? That's the whole thing right there. The way to get on is not the same anymore. So if I don't need to go through you and I don't need to pass you my demo outside of your office, like, you're useless. Because before, you held some clout, you know, some whatever, some status, because I needed to be cool with you. I needed to do something for you, carry your crate so you could help me. Now it's like, nigga, I upload this shit from my phone tomorrow and we'll see what's up. And I have labels calling me. So I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it with niggas like Flex, man.
Look, the rat homie don't even got anybody fucking publishing his shit at all. But I promise you, if you go to that youngin's SoundCloud page, his SoundCloud's doing numbers.
And that's what I'm saying, man. Niggas don't need. That's why the DJs that people still fuck with. That's why, like, you always, you know, and it's like one of those famous sayings, right? Like, you'll see who your real friends are who really fuck with you when you don't need them for anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't need you, I don't need to borrow $200 from you. Am I still laughing at your jokes the same? You know what I'm saying? If I don't need you to get into this club tonight, am I still dapping you up like that when I see you? I don't know. So now it's with Flex. It's like, bro, these niggas don't need you. The game is changing. That shit done passed you up. But you still out here trying to wave a flag from, you know, like Slim Charles said, bro, the thing about the old days, they the old days.
Man. They the old days. And that nigga Flex still dressing like this the old days, my nigga.
Yeah, he got all type of nasty Yankee fitties, lime green shit. Like, Flex,
this ain't 90 fucking 7, my nigga, and Puff and Mace ain't fucking rocking shiny suits no more.
Yeah, I don't get it though. Flex go in the hat store and ask for the worst hat they got available, and then he go find one worse than that. Like, he one of them type of niggas.
Exactly. Yo, Hov and The Rock are not coming up to the radio station to do freestyles on your show no more, nigga. Like, it's different.
These niggas don't need you to break their interview or, like, let's talk to Flex for 2 hours and let the world get to know me. Nah, these niggas will drop a little mini docuseries on their life by themselves independently with a camera they bought from Amazon. Nigga, like, these niggas don't need you no more. For real, niggas is way more self-sufficient. So it's just a weird thing. Like, it's a weird thing to be, you know. And then he gave him, like, the backhanded compliment, the, well, I like what they doing over there, you know. I just, and it's like, come on, man. You got it, though. When niggas start talking like that, it's like, you got it, man. But it's just,
you're a funny nigga. That's what that reply would be. You're a funny nigga, dog.
Yeah, you're a funny nigga, man. Like, it's just weird to me, man. It really is. But it just goes to show you, man, it's the type of times that we're in right now, man. When you confront on Griselda, God bless, man. God bless you. I don't care where you from. Front on them niggas is like, man, I don't get it. And then turn around and say you like real rap. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, man. Do your thing. Whatever, I guess. I don't know what that nigga listening to then. So, I don't know. And listen, man, until next time, man, we'll probably have... Oh, shit. Next time we speak, we'll have a new Lloyd Banks album out. Shout out to my man, Cartoon Beats. He produced like 8 joints on this. I think like 8 out of like 15, 16. Yeah,
I saw that post, man. I meant to hit him and say congratulations, yo.
Absolutely, man. I texted him like last week. Chopped it up with him for a minute and shit, man. He's definitely doing his thing, man. You know, and he said it got more shit in the tuck. So Banks got 2 joints out right now. He got one called Fell in Love, and then he got the other one, Menace, that Cartoon Beats produced with Conway on it. You know what I mean? Look, I mean, shit, look right there. Conway's on Banks shit. Like, I mean, Niggas don't need you.
I think I saw Conway's on that shit. Benny's on that joint. He's got a couple features on that shit.
Davies is on there. Yeah, man. He got some shit going on, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Bank. So next time we talk, we'll have a new Banks album to review. And who knows it? Who knows who else to drop? Sometimes I just check Apple Music, and I'm like, oh shit, this person dropped. Oh, let me see this. I still haven't listened to Lupe shit.
Spitta might have dropped something. Who knows, man?
Oh shit. So we took a week off. The last time we talked, about Currency, and you was like, yo, I wouldn't be surprised a nigga dropped another album while we was recording. Don't you know he dropped the deluxe version of his last album that Friday? The Friday, like the week that we talked. The deluxe version was out, dog.
Spitta, dog.
Like I meant to hit you and tell you, like, yo, dog, you like we just talked about this. You
that's
called
what Spitta
it.
Does, really dog. Like,
I'm telling you,
hardest working man in the industry, my nigga.
Bro, he dropped the deluxe that Friday. I was like, yo, this is crazy. So yeah, man, shit, he might drop again. Yeah, motherfucker, just might drop again. I saw Alchemist is like working with Rock Marcy right now, so. Fingers crossed that we're getting that this year. You know what I mean? Maybe, you know, the winter time, fall time, something like that. But till next time, man, continue to rate us, subscribe, review, tell a friend, man. We out.